I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 241, Absurd Generosity. When you think of a generous person, you might think of someone like Bill Gates, who has a whopping $27 billion in lifetime donations. But what makes a person generous? And by the way, this is not about money. There are so many other ways, and sometimes more important ways, to be generous. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments ever given to us, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we explore the concept of Jesus actually living his very life through our life, a life of love. So are you a generous person? And if so, how do you know? What are the characteristics of a generous person? And what would it look like to be absurdly generous? I came across an excellent article about generosity written by Eon Magazine. It lists three requirements to qualify someone as generous. See what you think. Requirement number one, to be generous, you give something you value. In other words, dropping off your old stuff at Goodwill is nice, it's a good thing to do, but it's really not generous because you don't want it or value it anymore. Again, it doesn't have to be money. If you highly value your time and you freely give it to someone in need, well, that's generosity. A second requirement to be considered generous is you give not to get back. It's not about recognition or to receive something in return. Like, I need a tax deduction, or I want to pad my resume as a philanthropist, or I want to be seen as a really holy person. I mean, Jesus had something to say about that in the Sermon on the Mount. A third requirement to be considered a really generous person is that you give above and beyond. The widow that Jesus praised above the other givers that day wasn't praised because she gave so much, but because she gave above and beyond. She gave all she had, not spare change or extra cash that she didn't really need anymore like the others did. So what do you think? A generous person is someone who gives something they value, they give not to get back, and they give above and beyond. But the title of this episode isn't just about generosity, but absurd generosity. I think Jesus was blunt when he said, "If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons and daughters of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil." You say, okay, Pastor Tim, what's that practically look like in a T2G world, loving God and loving others? Well, I'm glad you ask. N.T. Wright wrote, "The kingdom that Jesus preached about and lived was all about a glorious, uproarious, absurd generosity." So think about the best thing you can do for the worst person and go ahead and do it. Think about what you'd really like someone to do for you and then do it for them. Think about the people to whom you are tempted to be nasty and instead lavish generosity on them. Okay, some people would say that's absurd, but I would say that's just like Jesus. Here's the great question. What is one absurdly generous act you will do this very day? Let's pray this prayer by thevillagechurch.net. Holy Father, there's nothing that we have that you have not given us. All we have and are belong to you, bought with the blood of Jesus. To spend selfishly and to give without sacrifice is the way of the world, but generosity is the way of those who call Christ their Lord. So help us to increase in generosity until it can be said that there is no needy person among us. Help us to be trustworthy with such little things as money, that you may trust us with true riches. Above all, help us to be generous, because you, Father, are generous. May we show what you are like to all the world. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 242. And in the meantime, the greatest act of absurd generosity is Jesus, of course. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself a servant, becoming obedient to death, and so on. And now, it's our turn. Oh, we can't save the world. That was Jesus' role. But we can, as his body on earth today, show absurd generosity. Go for it.